Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Clapback. So, yeah, I got some clapping in the background, which is always good. But anyway, as I explained last Wednesday, what this show is about, like, of course, I'm going to be interviewing guests that's on the show, but I'm also going to be interviewing, well, they're going to interview me if they want to. So the thing is how it's done, like, after, if I'm done with a question, after they answer and all that stuff, they get to say the word clap back, and they get to ask the questions to me if they want to. But, for me?
Yeah, you.
Wait, what do I do? But you keep guessing at him. What are you doing?
Looking for something. I'm gonna ask my house too. What, loud enough to be in the bedroom, side up by myself in the corner?
No. But anyways, before we get on to the interviews, there's a person, if you guys are in the Milwaukee area, name is, I think it's K.E.I. Madison, T. Madison. She does taxes for people that, you know, want your taxes to be done. And call her number, 414-600-3308. Again, it's 414-600-3308 for more information on that. So now, let's get to the fun part of this show. So, let's get to it. Caller, you're on the air. Caller?
Is that you, AJ?
That's me.
How you doing? Great. You know who this is?
Yep, I know who this is.
Okay. Hey, this is Pete Quigley from Legacy Pro Wrestling. How you doing there tonight?
Pretty good, as usual. Can't complain.
Really?
So, how is LPW going?
It's going fantastic. Our season's starting up. We should be rocking and rolling in February. We're looking at right now February 7th. And it's not Friday 13th. It's not Valentine's Day. But we got a few, as you say, rivalries. And we should have a nice red Valentine's Day. How does that sound to you?
Wrestling matches around Valentine's Day. That's always.
Well, it's something nice to bring your wife or your girlfriend or whoever, you know, your best partner there. Nice relaxing night out. Have yourself some beer, some soda. Maybe it'll be some popcorn on top of you.
Okay.
You never know what's going to happen. We're going to be, I don't know if you realize, we run shows at Eagles Club in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Right.
And we run different shows all throughout the Midwest there also. During the summer, we do a lot of outdoor shows, work with different people off the scene. We run shows, work with people in Milwaukee, and we have a great time. So.
Go ahead.
We're going to, hopefully this time, I know you, I was approached from the, is it WFSO? Is that the company you work with there?
Yep.
And about doing a Team of the State promotion match, you know. And
sure.
I talked to, I work with Al Patterson of World Wrestling Association Superstars in Milwaukee. And I talked to my partners and stuff like that, and I said, you know, well, it's nice to be King of the State. And really can't call ourselves what's that one promotion they call themselves, the Best of the Midwest? Is that what they call themselves?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
You know, we don't want to get him upset, you know. So then I said to my partners, I said, well, maybe, just maybe, February 7th we'll have a match. It won't be the best of the state. It won't be the best of Midwest, but maybe the best of the U.S. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Yeah, we're bringing a few people in. Tonight I talked to a good friend of mine earlier this week and last week, gentleman named Dr. X. Are you familiar with Dr. X at all?
Yes, I remember talking with him once before.
Yeah, earlier when I was doing working with WSOS, as I believe that's a company of this, I had a show called Peter West Show.
Right.
Doc called in quite a few times. Him and his partner, they call themselves the Punishers. And he'd like to come up to Wisconsin. He's one of the Dr. X's. I don't know if you realize there was actually a few Dr. X's. The original Dr. X was, I believe, Dick Breyer, who originally worked for Vern Gagne.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Dr. X, I'm very good friends with, who lives down in Florida. He came in as Dr. X. He worked originally with Wilbur Snyder and Dick the Bruiser in the old WWE territories.
Gotcha. Which they're kind of like at now if they're down in Florida.
Yeah, he calls me quite frequently and tells me how nice the weather is down there. So he's down there, and my daughter's down there. She's enjoying herself. She was down in Arizona, and she wanted to get more. She wanted to do some inside the ring work. So she decided to move down to Florida there. So we talked back and forth. So how about yourself? How's the tea lady there?
She's pretty good.
So
she is pretty good.
I always like talking to you. When I was doing a Peter West show, a lot of people I ran into would say, hey, how's biscuits and tea? And I said, what do you mean biscuits and tea? They go, yeah, your two friends there. They run the show. What's her, Hazel Gabs? Does she still have her show on Wednesday nights there?
No, it's been moved to Thursdays, actually.
Well, it's on Thursday nights now. Oh, okay. So, but, yeah, it's just, I've been just pushing it. I almost had to cancel out. I had a few things going on tonight and this week. But I'm a man of my words, and I said I would call in. So do you have any questions for me?
Well, you know I'm always going to have questions. So
sure.
I already asked about how LPW is going. So one of my questions is, what do you think from your run that you did with LPW from the beginning of last year, and do you think you saw the increase of fans that's coming in from when you debuted last year all the way up to the thing was the summer of last year that you were still going? Was it this year? I'm sorry. It was this year. I apologize.
Right. We increased every show by 20%, 25% to 50%. Our first show, we had actually had a half, half the place was full. And by the time we finished our indoor shows, we were doing sellouts. And that's why we basically, during the summer, we like to work with other people and do outdoor shows. That's why we went out to the outside.
That's good, because I know that a lot of people like to do some shows in the summertime and whatnot, so nothing, you know. It's always exciting to see a show in the summer. But what LPW came about? Like, what the name came about?
Well, it's basically a legacy, okay? It's mm-hmm. something that you're gonna always remember, okay? Used to have the when you say legacy, you want legacy. It's you want people to remember you. You know what it was all about. You can say, hey, I came to that show and I enjoyed myself, okay?
Right.
I seen, maybe you've seen some people that it's that you saw one of our shows and went on to wrestle for the what do they call them, World Wrestling Entertainment, or maybe TNA, or now there's a group called Global Force coming out. They're supposed to be up here next year. They're supposed to be coming out. You got Ring of Honor, and then you always got to talk about David Hero's group, Great Lakes Wrestling.
Great Lakes Championship Wrestling, yes.
Right. So I stopped in there to check that out Saturday night. That was in their hometown. David's a very, very good friend of mine. Okay.
Right.
Territory, I run mine. Okay. A lot of people say there's no territories. There's no such thing as territories. Yes, there is. We do have it. You yourself found out there.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but sadly it is, because like everybody wants to do the same thing when it comes to wrestling. You want to entertain the fans and give them a good show, regardless of wherever the location may be. But just explain more about when it comes to territories for the people that don't know.
Okay. It used to be, you used to have the big three. It used to be AWA, used to be NWA, and then it was the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, okay,
mm-hmm.
Which is World Wrestling Entertainment now, okay? So WWE or WWF used to be just East Coast. NWA used to be South. And then Vern Gagne's AWA was basically Midwest. And then came along the World Wrestling Association, which was Dick DeBruiser originally started. And then he faded out, and Al Patterson got the name. He has a group called WWA Superstars of Wrestling, okay? But how it would be is that you would stay with your champ in your area, okay? Per se, Bob Backlund wrestled out on the East Coast. That's all. That's the only place he'd be out there. Down south, you have Ric Flair or Harley Race. The Funk Brothers, they shared a title back and forth. And then the Midwest was Vern Gagne. And then you exchanged talents back and forth. And nowadays, they say there's only one territory, which is World Wrestling Entertainment, and that's entertainment. I don't call it wrestling.
Right, because somebody did call that out there this past Saturday at the show too. So,
I mean, it's sad. I mean, it's sad what was going down and you know, everybody wants to know what was all the protesting about down in St. Louis, you know, when they had the Survivor Series. What that was all about was they were protesting, they wanted their money back. That's what was going on down there. So, but it was just, like I said, that's entertainment. That's I don't even call that wrestling anymore. You might as well, it's your basic cable. reality show. It's you gotta realize that it's how would you say it? I'll give you a little example how they exploit people. They exploited they had used to remember Eugene at all?
Oh, Eugene?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Okay, well, they exploited him. They exploited the people that were challengedly disadvantaged, okay? Well, now they're with their writers, it's just getting awful and awful. My son used to be a big wrestling fan. He won't even watch it anymore. So, but that's what LPW is all about. It's come down this show. It's not about who's dating who, who's married to who, who's rich, who isn't rich, et cetera, et cetera. So. And anywhere, we're talking about territories, okay? Right now in Wisconsin, it's like we run a lot of shows in Waukesha. David Hero runs his once a year in Waukesha there. And it's, you say, well, you share territories? No. It's like this. David Hero runs the Expo Center, and that's the only place he runs in Waukesha. Okay, we have a gentleman's agreement. I won't run my shows in the Expo Center, and he won't run smaller shows in the Eagles Club, cut and dry. We just a gentleman the other day wanted to do business with us and everything. I was talking to him, and he says, "You know, which way is the LPW going to?" I said, right now we're happy where we are. We're looking at, we want to do some shows in bigger places during the winter also. And we talked about different places, venues in Waukesha, and I mentioned the Old Velvet Club. And they used to have, I forgot what group it was, they used to run at the bowling alley. Remember Red Carpet in Waukesha, Wisconsin?
Yeah,
they used to have a show there, and I remember that's the place that, forgot what his name is. The guy that was imitating Vern Gagne, saying he was a relative, Dale Garnier, he ran a show there. And he was using Vern Gagne's AWA without his permission. There's another, group that came in there. But, like I said, LPW is a show by themselves. We don't change our affiliation like some people do. Some groups, they'll change their affiliates weekly, The one guy, he's Milwaukee area. He's 1 year he was with AWA, then he was NWA, and there's another group. All international wrestling is a part of. We don't try to confuse people. We have our brand, and it's only one brand, and that's what we want to do.
Right, we're not going to understand that. But let's see. Are you kind of did your comparison to WWE and LPW? So, what makes LPW different than any other fed in the area?
Okay. Well, I'll give you an example. Okay, like Great Lakes, they ran their show out there Saturday night. Okay. And at the end of the night, everybody came out of the dressing room, okay, which was basically the whole roster of TNA came out. And the only two people that didn't come out of the dressing room was Dixie Carter and, what's the lady's name? Kurt Angle. Those are the only two people that didn't come out of the dressing room, And what you said, what's the difference between the other ones? On our show, we don't advertise who's going to be there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I had people that called me. I had people that text me. I think you yourself, Mr. Jones, there, you said, you're insane. You know, who's going to be on that show? We want to know. You know, where are the pictures? You know, why don't you have the pictures and everything, okay? The reason is this is the reason, okay? Every show is going to surprise you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The people that we bring in, different people, okay? Every show, we have our Torah people, we have our angels, we have the Ross family, we have Angel Ramadi, his people, that's Angel's stable there. We got the, what the heck are they called, the Urban Horsemen with T.C. Washington. It's always mixed up. It's always different people, okay? It's like they'll say to me, like, why don't you bring in some of the people from that wrestle in the Milwaukee shows, okay? The reason why I don't bring the people in from Milwaukee shows is because I can go on Friday night to see them in Milwaukee. I can go to Madison to see them. I can go to see them in Green Bay. But it's all the same people, okay? It's the same
mm-hmm.
thing after week after week, okay? It's like watching the crap that's on television with WWE, okay? It's the same wrestlers, okay? You don't have to buy a ticket live because you're seeing the same thing on television that you're going to see at the arena. I don't know if you understand that.
No, I get what you're saying.
You know, how it used to be, and it's like how we run it too. It's different people. It's different. We call it as you would call people that know about wrestling. We call it storyline. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And our shows, and how the old AWA used to be, and how the old NWA used to be was. Okay, I'll give you a little example. Okay, you remember the Crusher from Milwaukee?
Yeah.
And Mad Dog Vachon?
Yep, I remember them.
Okay, they used to have the biggest rivalry. Okay, Crusher, when he wrestled Mad Dog, okay, they normally never wrestle on TV against each other. Okay, and if they did, the Mad Dog didn't put the pile driver on the Crusher. And the Crusher didn't do the bolo or the stomach claw. You understand? They're finishing move, okay?
Right.
With WWE, you can see their finishing move seven days a week, 24 hours a day on their network and on their different shows on cable. So, I mean, how many times can you watch Ambrose, I think it is, hit somebody with a chair, okay?
Okay.
How many times can you watch John Cena say that he can't see anybody or you can't see him, okay? How many times you want to watch Triple H put the pedigree on, you know, when he's supposed to be in management, not being wrestling? You know, that's different. So, LPW for 2015 is going to be bigger. It's going to be better. We're negotiating with the little people. I'm letting it out of the bag right now. We have a group that's interested in coming in Wisconsin. They want to be a part of LPW. We have some ladies that are interested in coming in. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll see that there's some names that are interesting coming in working for us. It all depends on what kind of sponsors we got. if the crowds keep getting bigger, we'll bring the names in. But as long as we have the support. If we don't have the support, we're not going to. What's nice about our shows is generally it's a $10 ticket for adults, $5 tickets for kids, and you don't have to worry about parking. The place is safe. You don't have to worry about protesters. And you have a good time. And it's a family show. It's not a PG show, as you're saying it. At our shows also, is like I said, it's family. We don't have as they call it costume malfunctions. We go back to where it's fun. Okay, like WWE, the last time I actually enjoyed a show was when that made me laugh, and that was when Jerry Lawler had his heart attack, and everybody thought it wasn't real. I think that was the most fun I had of watching a Raw in years, you know? But,
yeah.
Do you have any questions?
Oh, okay. We're about to run out of time. I'm going to ask about one more question.
Okay.
You already mentioned the future. Who are the wrestlers that we should be watching for when we go to a
Well, one of our, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, one of our title holders is Dillinger. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's he reminds you of the Joker. Dillinger. He has his belt right now. He's been talking. He said he has a partner that he wants to bring in. He said he wants to have the tag team title. That's somebody you want to watch. You want to watch the Ross family, okay? Dr. X was supposed to call. Some of us have him, and he couldn't call in tonight. But I explained to them, too. I told the Punishers if they come in, okay, if you're wrestling the Ross family, it's a family, okay? You might be wrestling Jack Black or any of the other guys that Mr. Ross has, or you could be wrestling Mr. Ross himself. The whole key is the Ross family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing is with Angel and Marty's stable, the House of Angels, okay? You might have one angel, you might be taking on two angels, or you might be taking on a whole block of angels, okay? Will Merez, he has a guy called Muga. He's Polynesian gentleman that wants to come back in. He had him in here before. He's from Asia. He's a hard ticket to bring in. He wants to come back in the United States. You might be looking for him. Another people to keep an eye on is the Horsemen. You know, they're always. Have you ever heard the expression "a horse of a different color"?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right now they don't have the gold. And T.C. Washington, you got to watch that guy. He's getting antsy, okay? And
uh-huh.
he's one guy that, he's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you know? And the man normally gets what he wants, okay?
Okay.
And then... watch out for the ladies division. Like I said, we have some ladies that want to come in. Class act, just fantastic. My daughter wants to come up. I told her it's you're gonna if you want to wrestle up for us. You want to come up there in the summer. We don't give you a spot on a roster. You earn it. Okay. And it's like we are like. Our people, okay, it's like this. When you come to our show and you see our wrestlers, okay, and it's like this. They don't go in there and show you, like, hey, we accomplished this, okay? When you come to see our wrestlers, it's like this. When you, it's like Vince Lombardi said, when you're in the end zone and you scored, don't make dance around everything, right? Just show them that you've been there, okay?
Okay.
That you've been there before and you belong there. So, hey, it's getting late. I got to get going.
Yeah, I understand. Go ahead. We will talk soon.
Okay. Catch you later. Have a good one, okay? Yep.
All right. Bye. And that was Pierre Quinney, ladies and gentlemen. Although for people that is like listening to after this gets done, because it's probably going to be end up available on iTunes and also available on blogtalkradio.com as well for the ones that kept on listening after the 30 minutes were up. So got like a few minutes, so I'm just going to take the time to announce something. I was working on a big surprise for January 6th, the show for like... Huh? Fine, we will announce it on... Yeah, your show will land on Christmas Day, so... I apologize, so we're just going to save it for Christmas Day, so... You just got to stay tuned and find out. WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com. Check out the website for the latest news and updates and all that good stuff. Look for us on Facebook. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And also, follow us on Twitter. That's it for here. And I appreciate y'all listening. And... checking us out every single week, wherever show we'll be on. So the next show will be coming up, I think it'll be Hazel's Round of the Mouth, will be this Thursday. So you got to check that out. But until then, y'all have a good rest of the week. Good night.